You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Mark chapter 4 and verse 19. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. If I read from verse 18, it says, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Every time God sends his word, it is to produce fruit. There are things that will never allow the word of God to be fruitful in your life. You see, it is one thing to be hearing nuggets, motivational talk, empty talk, philosophies, high-sounding nonsense. At least you will know you are not hearing anything. Or we will know you are not hearing anything. But it is possible for you to receive the word of eternal life and it still does not profit you. It still does not do anything to you. If Satan cannot stop you from hearing the true word of God, then he will create condition that will make that word not to be fruitful in your life. The first thing is to stop you. For that, he has succeeded with many people. But for you, maybe he has not succeeded. You are now hearing the word of God. But he now says that there is something, the cares of this world. Brethren, there is the cares of this world. The world will tell you that you need to go to school. Once you are done with school, they tell you you need to go to another school. You need to go to another school. Then they tell you you need to get a job. Then they tell you you need to get a house. You need to get a car. You need to get a wife or a husband. You need to get this. Then you need to have babies. Then you need to start taking them to school. Then you must have gas cooker. You must have fridge. You must have freezer. You must have heater. You must have this kind of bed in your house. You must have all these utensils. You must have this. You must have this. All of those things seem genuine. But those things, if they become a care in your heart, it will choke the word of God. If you so much care about the things of this world, if you are so much concerned about, oh, we don't have this, oh, we need that, it will choke the word of God. It will never, the word of God will never prosper in your life. People that are truly walking with God, they do not allow cares in their heart. They do not allow the things of this world to trouble their heart. You are so concerned. Many times you just keep feeling there's something we need to have in the house. There's something we need. There is no end to what you seem to need in the house. And those things will become cares in your heart. The next thing Jesus said, he said, the deceitfulness of riches. I want you to understand that riches is deceitful. Stop envying people with riches. Riches is deceitful. Why do you think a pastor will say that if you have money, the devil will fear you? Why do you think a pastor will say to you, don't respect the holiness of a poor man? Why do you think a pastor will say to you that it is a sin to be poor? They have been deceived by money. They just suddenly realize that there is nothing they cannot do. They can fly private jet if they want. They can eat anything they like. They can travel to any country that they want. Any program they want to organize, they don't need to pray about it. Because they have money to pull it off. So suddenly they are beginning to think that it's like this thing is all about money. It's all about having money. I tell you, brethren, money is deceitful. There are money that will enter into your account. You will not be able to sleep. Genuine money that belongs to you. It's not that you've done anything fraudulent. But that money entering your account, you will close your eyes. Sleep will not come. Because your mind cannot stop thinking about that money. Every time, everywhere you are going, your confidence is in that money. When you meet a problem in your heart, you just said, how much is this problem? How much is this problem? So you will be saying to yourself, if I have health challenge now, I just need to fly to the best hospital in the world. And I will be fine. The best doctors are looking after me. You know, money is not going to tell you that it is possible that within within few seconds, your heart can stop without any explanation. And that's the end of your life. Money will so much deceive people that they'll begin to feel that if you don't have money, something must be wrong with you. And that the only thing you should pursue is simply money. Brethren, money is deceitful. Money will tell you and say, pursue me. If you have me, you will have joy. They don't have joy. Why are the richest people in the world divorcing? Money does not give joy, brethren. It is Jesus that gives joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Money does not give peace. It is God that gives peace. The Bible says, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall comfort your heart. But Jesus said, the deceitfulness of riches. And then he said, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word. You see, the goal of all of these things is to ensure that the word of God does not prosper in your heart. The word of God can never prosper in a heart that loves money. Even if that heart is a preacher's heart, the word of God can never prosper. All that that man will be preaching is money. Do you know how terrible this is? That some preachers have spent their entire life preaching money. I'm just imagining what they will hear from the Lord Jesus on the day of resurrection. And they think they are doing the right thing. And they think that it is the call of God. They even believe that God has called them to raise millionaires. God has called them to raise billionaires. And they are doing all these things. Brethren, riches is deceitful. Some of them don't even know they will grow old. Some of them are already turning 70, 80, 90 now. They are suddenly realizing that, oh, we are about to depart from this world, though. So what happens to all the things that we've been laboring? They now see that life is vanity. They are not going to eat more than their stomach. They are not going to sleep on two beds. Even if you fly private jet, the most important thing is that you will get to where you are going. People who don't fly private jet will get to where they are going. I'm not saying in any way that this thing in themselves are wrong. But once your heart attaches to it, they become a problem. Riches, brethren, I tell you, is deceitful. It deceives people. It makes you to have confidence. There is a confidence that comes in with money and not with God. You know, the man that made iPhone, when he was finally going to die, you know what he said? The last thing I think he said, so this is it. This is it. That iPhone today, you still want to kill yourself for it. People are doing all kinds of unimaginable things to buy iPhone. The person who made that phone, when he was going to die, he said, is this it? Is this life? Is this what we have lived for? Riches is deceitful. What is most important is that your needs be met. And God has assured you. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He said, for your heavenly Father, he knows that you need these things. Brethren, anything that will choke the word of God in your life, run away from it. Don't stay around anything that is not allowing the word of God to thrive in your heart. That thing has come to kill you because you can never become fruitful. Jesus said, and it becomes unfruitful. My prayer is that you will become fruitful in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To learn more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.